Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park in the midst of free agency and in the midst of previewing the 2016 NFL Draft, which is now only 6 weeks away. 6 weeks sounds like a long time, but it's only 6 weeks away because we're getting closer and closer, and there was a time when we were 6 months away from it, but it's right around the corner. No producer Nate Vaughn today. He is on vacation, everyone. He has his toes in the sand somewhere, so we have Jordan Strzok filling in. Welcome, Jordan, to the Wobcast, your first go-around producing the show.
How are we doing?
I'm good. Are you happy to be here?
I am. Nate's on another vacation.
Right.
If there's anyone that vacations more than Nate Vaughn, I would like to find that person.
Shots fired. I hope he listens to this on the Vikings app while on vacation and hears us ripping him, knowing there's nothing he can do about it but smirk and smile and move on. He showed you the ropes, so you know how to do this, and as they say in football, the more you can do, right? So
right, and if it's awful, it's not my fault.
Right, and add the Wobcast to the list of things you do. And you're the natural person to fill in for Nate because the Wobcast will go on Vikings.com, and you have a hand in all the content that goes up on the website, which includes, of late, our film breakdowns, which we've just started, and Jalen Smith is up on the site right now. Jordan edited that. At the Prospect Profile series, you put together some of the cut-ups for those written pieces that have some video embeds in them. So lots of content up on the site. You folks should, when you're done listening here, should go check it out as we're previewing the draft and giving you an inside look at the Vikings free agent activity, showing you all there is to know about the new Vikings. We have a pretty busy show coming up. We're going to take a look at some news around the NFL and around the NFC North. We're going to include some fan mail. And we're going to close the show by promoting some of the other stuff that's up on Vikings.com right now. But first, let's take a look back at some recent Vikings news and some Vikings activity in free agency. Since the last time we were with you, the Vikings signed a couple of potential starters to the lineup. We're not going to make starting lineup decisions for you right here on the Wobcast. The coaches are going to do that, but certainly two names who are going to compete for starting jobs were added here in the last 7 to 10 days. The first is offensive guard Alex Boone. Pencil him in as your left guard right now. Alex Boone, a standout offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers, has played in more than a handful of postseason games, including a Super Bowl when the San Francisco 49ers played against the Baltimore Ravens. With Alex Boone on the offensive line, the San Francisco 49ers have had a top 8 rushing offense in 4 of the last 5 years. So a guy who knows how to get it done. For any of you who caught his interview that we did with him on Vikings.com, you know that you're going to love this guy. Reminds you, Jordan, maybe a little bit of like an offensive version of Jared Allen, right?
Very Jared Allen-esque, I would say.
Which is good. Vikings fans like that. So I think they're going to like Alex Boone. I think he's going to bring a lot of great energy to that offensive line room, to the offensive side of the ball, and he's going to obviously be an instant improvement for the offensive line, an area of focus for the Vikings this offseason. They've done a great job attacking that, bringing back everyone from last year's crew and adding a guy like Alex Boone to it. So good news there for the Vikings in signing Alex Boone. We go to the defensive side of the ball. And we add Michael Griffin, a former safety with the Tennessee Titans, a first-round pick back in 2007, the same draft as Adrian Peterson. Michael Griffin actually was teammates at the University of Texas with Jordan's guy, Brian Robison. I say Jordan's guy because Jordan and B-Rob do 96 questions with B-Rob. I think you're going to have some synergy here with Michael Griffin and Brian Robison. I'm sure Brian will go around the locker room and find his guy, Michael Griffin, Jordan, when you guys film 96 questions. I think he's an instant competitor for the starting safety job next to Harrison Smith. Andrew Sendejo is re-signed, so those two will go at it. If Michael Griffin ends up winning that starting job, I think it pushes Sendejo to a core special teams role, which is good news for Mike Prefer and the Vikings special teams group because Andrew Sendejo would be very good in that role. But it will be fun to watch those two guys, Michael Griffin and Sendejo, go at it for the starting safety competition next to Harrison Smith. Lastly, on the new acquisitions, a couple of linebackers, and not Chad Greenway. He has not yet been re-signed We here at the Wobcast hope that happens because we love Chad, we love the Vikings, and so those two together, it would be good news. But two new names added to the linebacker room. It is Travis Lewis, formerly of the Detroit Lions, and Emmanuel Lemur, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals. Vikings fans, you're familiar with Travis Lewis because he played for the Lions and he was a very good special teams player in Detroit. In fact, Mike Prefer told me after we signed Travis Lewis that he went back and watched the two games that we played against the Lions and noticed that we double-teamed Travis Lewis on a lot of kick and punt coverage. So obviously we're getting a player there who can be productive on special teams. Emmanuel Lemur is a man who is familiar with Mike Zimmer and Mike Zimmer with him because those two were together in Cincinnati for a little bit. And so Emmanuel Lemur comes to the Vikings and rejoins Mike Zimmer and that defense. So a guy who knows Mike Zimmer's defense and also a guy who can contribute on special teams. Special teams surge remains the topic. Lemur, Lewis, help on special teams. Sendejo, if he does not win the starting job, will help on special teams. And the Vikings also had two re-signings this week that will help the special teams group. Rhett Ellison, a versatile tight end who is very good on special teams, and Marcus Sherrills, one of the best punt returners in the NFL and a guy who can play on multiple special teams phases. He can basically do anything. As good of a gunner as you're going to find on this team, in this division, and maybe in the NFC, Marcus Sherrills can do a lot of different things for you on special teams, and the Vikings bring him back. Reports out there that there may be a deal reached with Terrence Newman. That would be good news for the Vikings defense. And, of course, we're still waiting on the Chad Greenway news. We don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's something that a lot of fans are talking about. That's pretty much it for Vikings news over the last week since the last time we chatted. There has been a ton of NFL news, and we're going to start in the NFC North, where NFL Network gave a report card for free agency activity for every team in the NFC North. It's Elliot Harrison and former NFL linebacker LeVar Arrington giving their grades on the NFC North in free agency.
Guys, LeVar, let's go straight to Green Bay. Hit the Packers, man.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a B.
Okay.
And the reason is they've done really absolutely nothing in free agency. And the reason being is obviously due to injuries. I mean, you had Jordy Nelson out. You're going to get him back. So that's like an acquisition of sorts. And I think that that's a big acquisition. Randall Cobb was injured. He'll be back healthy. A big name that maybe a lot of people don't talk about very much is Sam Barrington, the linebacker. He will be back. And I'll tell you what, that's going to make the difference. I give him the beat.
All right, Elliot.
Let's Clay back outside.
I'm going to call him Clay.
I'm going to name him Clay. Let's head to the land of 10,000 lakes, the Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings, they gave a B-. They got Alex Boone, a guard, which is important for their football team. The one thing I noticed, though, in the moves so far is Terrence Newman, who's been a solid player for over a decade in the NFL, a solid contributor for them. Right now, a free agent. I sure would like for them to sign him back. I know he's an older player. I mean, he came into the league. He was already 25 years old. He's 37-year-old corner. But he can still play for you situationally. Made a big play in the Falcons game. In fact, that's it right there. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them re-sign him. You got to have leadership. Even if a guy can't play every snap anymore, it's good to have that in the locker room.
Let's head to the home of Bill Swirsky and the Superfans. Touch on the Chicago Bears.
I'm staying with a B grade there. Okay. Why? And the reason being is they weren't very active as well. But what they did do is address that middle linebacker's position by bringing in Danny Trevathan. I think he's a fine player.
Sure.
I continue to sing his praises. He will improve that defense from day one. He's an overachiever, and he makes plays for this team. Now, you look at Alshon Jeffries getting that franchise tag and them bringing him back as well. That's big. Why? Because you're going to get another acquisition in Kevin White. As I mentioned, getting an injured guy back is like getting a new guy altogether. Yeah. We have not seen White play as a receiver on this team yet. So you're going to actually have two receivers, and you're adding a linebacker in Trevathan. So I give them a high ranking grade, too.
Elliot, how about Ted Nugent's favorite team, the Detroit Lions?
Well, I don't know. Is that really his favorite team?
Well, he's the Motor City Met, man.
I've seen him in concert.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? People need to be easy on the Lions right now. You don't replace Calvin Johnson. I like the immediate move to go out and get Marvin Jones. Okay, you're not coming back. Who's the best wide receiver on the market? I don't think it was Mohamed Sanu. I thought it was Marvin Jones. Gives him a good deep threat. Golden Tate really isn't that for you. Golden Tate's your guy on 3rd and 6. You throw the bubble screen. You hope he breaks some tackles. This is a guy that's going to stretch the field for you. He made a lot of big plays for Andy Dalton and that guy too, A.J. McCarron. Mm-hmm. I like the move. I gave the Lions a B so far. They still need help defensively.
Yeah, feeling pretty good in Detroit Rock City about that B grade from our guy Elliot Harrison.
Okay, a couple of takeaways from there, Jordan. One, the Bears. The Bears have been active in free agency, and particularly on their defense. I think we saw some pieces start to come together for the Bears with new head coach John Fox on that defense. And they've added a couple of linebackers, specifically one from the Denver Broncos named Danny Trevathan, who's really going to stabilize the middle of the defense. They've added a defensive lineman in Akeem Hicks. So John Fox starting to add some talent there. And we remember, Jordan, when we started here, the Bears had a really good defense. Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman, that crew. Now, of late, they've kind of gone down or a little bit of a dip. And maybe with John Fox, they're starting to come back up. I mean, you don't look at the Bears as potential doormat of the division, do you? You look at them as a team that can compete.
For sure. I mean, with these three acquisitions in the offseason, I mean, if they work out, they could be that stout D that we're used to seeing in Chicago.
Right. And John Fox knows how to build a defense, and it looks like he's trying to do that right now. So good job for the Bears in free agency on defense. The Packers.
Hello.
Yeah. Any pulse there in Green Bay? Not doing really much of anything. Like, you hear certain names tied to them, like Mike Wallace or Matt Forte, but then nothing ever happens.
They do have that one guy.
Yeah.
Number
he plays that one position.
12.
Yeah.
Could be Hall of Fame.
Right.
Hall of Famer, maybe?
Yeah. Rodgers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep, and he's pretty good. And
Richard
he plays
Rodgers.
Right. Yeah. They do have Richard Rodgers as well. So, yeah, we can't totally rip the Packers because they clearly know what they're doing. Once again, not active in free agency. The other teams in the NFC North have been fairly active in free agency, especially the Vikings with bringing their own players back. So we partially kid on Green Bay. We don't want to poke the bear over there to the east of us. Very good team, know what they're doing when it comes to personnel, and they're very good in the draft, which is coming up in 6 weeks. So that's news from the NFC North. A couple of other things going on around the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens signed our former buddy Jordan Mike Wallace. They also signed former Charger safety Eric Weddle. So added two pretty important pieces. One on offense, one on defense. The Arizona Cardinals make a trade. They acquire defensive end Chandler Jones, who, if you remember, Vikings fans, basically ruined our game against the Patriots in 2014. He blocked a field goal, returned it for a touchdown, was all over the field on defense. Well, we're going to see him again next season because the Arizona Cardinals are on our schedule and Chandler Jones is on their roster. The Cardinals send an offensive lineman named John Cooper and a second-round draft pick to the Patriots. In exchange for Chandler Jones. C.J. Anderson, the Broncos running back who helped them win the Super Bowl, was given an offer sheet by the Dolphins while the Broncos matched it. So they retain running back C.J. Anderson. He will stay in Denver. Speaking of the Packers, they lost a cornerback, Casey Hayward. He signed in San Diego. The three most active teams in free agency, the Raiders, they signed Kelechi Osemele, Bruce Irvin, and Sean Smith. They also re-signed left tackle Donald Penn. The Jaguars signed Denver defensive tackle Malik Jackson, running back Chris Ivory, Prince Amukamara at corner, an offensive tackle named Kelvin Beachum, and safety Tashaun Gibson. And then the New York Giants have been very active. They re-signed Jason Pierre-Paul and then took Janoris Jenkins from the Rams, a defensive tackle named Damon Harrison from the Jets, and then defensive end from Miami, Olivier Vernon. They signed him to a huge deal. The Houston Texans signed Brock Osweiler, and then for top free agents still out there, according to NFL.com's list of the top 99 free agents, Russell Okung, a left tackle, safety Reggie Nelson, a right tackle, Andre Smith, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, running back Arian Foster, and defensive tackle Nick Fairley. That's it for NFL news. We're almost done with the show, but we're going to close it with some of your mail. So, Jordan, what do you got for fan questions?
With all the re-signing happening, why haven't we re-signed Chad Greenway? Blake Duffner wants to know.
Yeah, well, I mean, both Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer were saying nice things about Chad this offseason at the Combine. And, Chad has said that he'd like to come back if it works out. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that it will happen, but I don't think that because it hasn't happened yet, that means that it's bad news or it won't happen. So I think it's just something we're sitting on, and it's not that I expect it to happen or not to happen. It's just that because it hasn't happened yet does not raise any sort of concern or red flag for me.
The next question comes from David Goldager. What do you think is the focus now in the draft with having a good start in free agency?
I think it's one of those deals where one reason I love what the Vikings did in free agency is because it does not give away what we want to do in the draft. Some people think it points to the fact that we're going to take a wide receiver because we have not signed a receiver in free agency, and Mike Wallace was released and was not re-signed. He signed with Baltimore. So I think most people are going to tie a wide receiver to the Vikings. Where it gets a little gray is that we've heard Mike Mayock say this is not a great wide receiver class and that he can't see more than one or two going in the first round. So if one or two go before the Vikings at 23, now you can build an argument that it might not be a receiver at 23 for the Vikings. They could wait till the second round to address that position and then take a different position in the first round, an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman or a young safety to put behind two veteran starters or another corner because you can never have too many good ones. And you have a couple of guys who may not be back next year because they're on the last year of their contract. So, I don't think there really is a central focus for the Vikings in the draft other than literally trying to take the best player available when they're on the clock. And obviously, there are going to be times when the best player available, it's actually three or four players who are the best players available because they have the same grade. That's the highest grade on the board, and that's when you can pick and choose by need. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Vikings for the rest of free agency and to see if that gives away what they're going to do in the draft. What would be great is if the Vikings found a deal that they liked with like Anquan Boldin or Reuben Randall or a receiver, because that would really mask what they wanted to do in free agency. And then I don't think people would have any idea what to tie the Vikings to in the draft. But I think going forward, what you're going to see a lot of in mock drafts is wide receiver.
Last question comes from Jeff Gifford. Which team do you think is most likely to select Jalen Smith?
Really fun question to think about, because before his knee injury, I think he would have been considered the best or second best defensive player in the draft and a candidate to be the top pick overall.
Definitely. Definitely top five pick worthy pre-injury.
Yes. And we did the film breakdown of him, and I think people can see why. Super athletic, rangy, all over the field, is good in pass coverage, is good in blitz situations, can come up and hit you. But then, he had the very serious knee injury that may cause him to miss all of 2016, and some don't know if he'll ever get back up to where he was. So that's why it's such a big question mark. I think the teams you look at first are teams who don't feel pressure to have their first-round pick make an instant impact with them and help them win games in 2016. Because if you're a team who has that luxury of not needing your first-round pick to kind of help you win games right away, now all of a sudden you might have a little more license to take a guy who you know is going to essentially have a redshirt season in 2016. Don't put too much pressure on him to come back too early. And if he does come back, he's not being looked at as like a key contributor and a guy you got to put a bunch of pressure on. So I look at the end of the first round as teams that are in great position to take him. But I couldn't fault a team earlier who's really needing talented players for having the patience to take him early in this draft, knowing he may not play in 2016, but you're going to realize the benefit in 2017. If a team does that, you can't fault them for that either.
Do you see the Vikings as being a potential suitor of teams for Jalen Smith?
Yeah, I mean, because Rick is so adamant about taking the best player available. So, yeah, I think so. And, I mean, talk about a linebacker trio with Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, and Jalen Smith potentially. So, I think you look at the Vikings. I wouldn't cross the Vikings off the list of teams who could take them, whether it was in the first round or the second round. Of course, they could also pass on him. I mean, if the medical report is such that, you know, there's questions about how good he can be again or when he can come back, the Vikings may not take him at 23. Some teams may red dot him. Who knows? But it's going to be really fun to watch where he ends up. And I think it's going to be really easy to sell him as a great draft pick no matter which team takes him. All right, that's going to do it. If you haven't already, make sure you go to the website, catch our prospect profile series as we take a look at some of the better players in the 2016 draft class. It's a written article series, but we have photos and videos embedded within that content, so it's really a dynamic content series that we have for those of you who like to get hardcore into the draft. You're going to love that. Also, Jordan and I are doing the film studies. Jalen Smith was our first subject. We have many more coming up, so be sure to stay tuned to the website for those. And then it's been a busy free agency period for the Vikings, as we've just detailed. If you want to watch some of the interviews that we did with Michael Griffin, with Alex Boone. We encourage you to click around Vikings.com and check those out. We're going to be back next week with another edition of the Wobcast, focusing a bit more on the draft, perhaps, as that gets closer and closer, and then, of course, recapping any news that happens between now and then surrounding your favorite team, the Vikings, or your favorite sports league, the NFL. Until then, and on behalf of producer Jordan Strzok, great job, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know what? I was just thinking, Nate could probably just stay on vacation. I could get used to this.
Wally Pipp. I ever heard of Wally Pipp? I'm glad you feel that way. A little competition never hurt anyone, I guess. So on behalf of producer Jordan Strzok, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. That's it for this edition of the Wobcast. We thank Jordan for stepping in for Nate, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
So, yeah, I start wearing purple, wearing the purple. I want to see you out that door, baby, bye-bye.